Now, when it comes to eating out, it offers a reprieve from meal planning and all of that meal prepping. The food shows up hot, or not sometimes, and it's ready to go at your table. You don't have to clean up a messy kitchen afterwards, and this option is a lot more tempting, especially when you're busy and you're stressed. Now, we, including myself, all love the convenience and the indulgence of eating out. But when it becomes a habit, this is where it can wreak havoc on your budget, your financial goals, and let's not forget your waistline. The small but often and frequent splurges pretty much add up really quickly. And before you know it, you spent hundreds of dollars a month in eating out alone. Now, your girl here has also done the same thing. There was one month where I spent £450, aka $450, on eating out alone. So it can happen even to the best of us. And the impact to you might not seem huge at first, but over time, the more that you go out can actually prevent you from building savings, paying off debt, saving money on your groceries, working towards other important money milestones, and also gaining the weight that you'd rather not have. But my friends, it is possible to enjoy balancing your meals out while still being smart with your finances. And that's exactly what we're going to learn in today's episode, how to eat out without derailing your financial goals. Do you ever feel like it's easier to eat a bowl of cereal than come up with ideas for low effort but nourishing recipes? Because you really hate cold food and salads are not it for you. The mental load of it when you're spending hours on strategy and generating original ideas and content can leave you mentally exhausted. I mean, even asking yourself, what do I want to eat, can feel exhausting in itself. Hello friends, my name is Verona and you're listening to the Lose Weight with Macros podcast, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit
Hello
into
and welcome back to a brand new episode.
And because I know accountability is key,
I'm your host,
I'm
Verona,
you and I'm the meal prep and weight loss coach for busy
isn't
mums,
just another failed diet attempt for being asked you to what's start over again on Monday.
I help so you grab create a pen, plan that you actually do enjoy.
And let's forget about today's
meal planning. It's actually, oh yes, meal planning. What's in the fridge? You go out, you take it, and then you enjoy your foods. Now, when it comes to eating out, it is something that is rampant. Now, we know when it was the pandemic, and prayers to anyone of you who lost family members and friends during that really, really difficult time. But something that actually was astounding was though gyms, though food places, in fact, food places stayed open and food places boomed, the business boomed. There was nothing that was really open apart from food delivery. And if you see the statistics about the food delivery that particular year, the first 2 years, oh my goodness, they made a ridiculous amount of money. But as I talked about in the intro, it is actually possible for you to balance enjoying meals out while still being smart with your finances and also your nutrition. But you have to have some intention and effort and then get strategic about where you dine out and how often. Now, firstly, you need to understand what your eating out habits are. Now, when it comes to nutrition, this is one of the things that I do as a coach, getting you clarity. What do you do? How do you eat out? How often do you eat out? How much do you spend when you eat out? Now, I remember creating a survey and I recently created a survey. Well, I can't say recently now, because by the time you listen to this, you might listen to this podcast 6 months from now and it's not going to be recent. But I created a survey for coaches, business women, even financial coaches. And I asked a question about what is your biggest struggle when it comes to meal planning and when it comes to nutrition? And there were so many different answers and I absolutely loved the answers and the varying answers. But when it came down to spending money on convenience food, takeout, and in fact, convenience food is included as well as the foods that are in the packets and fruits in the packaging, etc. I'm not talking about those type of convenience because it's not as if they're going to be packaged in glass. So convenience also includes junk food. The way we overspend, you could actually buy way too much fruits and vegetables, even though it's convenient for you, and then waste it. So it's not necessarily the type of food that you're eating. It's how much you're spending, your habits, and then what happens when you do have food in the fridge and the freezer, and then you eat out anyway. The first step for you is to gain clarity on that. Many of us, and expenses included, can fly under the radar. So it's important to track every meal, every coffee, every snack, and every drink that you pay for outside of the home for 1 month. And this is what I do when it comes to clients and who are coming to me, especially in VIPmealplan.com. And if you're like, well, you're VIP who? VIPmealplan.com is my coaching program that I have. Two specific coaching programs for you if you're somebody who does not know where to start when it comes to meal planning. You open up the fridge and you're like, what's for dinner? You close the fridge again. And then it's like, hello, Grubhub. I need you to hook me up. I know what that's like. For you, it's actually coming together alongside you, helping you to save grocery money, helping you to save time, and creating a nutrition plan together with you and your family in mind so that you can enjoy food and also still be able to eat out and enjoy eating out and have a break from cooking. But we're overhauling your whole system when it comes to planning meals, when it comes to dinners, and when it comes to grocery shopping, and giving you a plan that you actually feel confident to do and you actually enjoy making. Now, this is going to be a little bit of a practical episode today. When you're trying to get the clarity and understanding of how many times you eat out, you want to get really, really practical here. You're using Apple Notes, you're using a physical notebook, you're using a spreadsheet, or you're using an app that can record each eating out purchase with the following details. The date you've ate, you got it, the time, the location, what you had, and all the money you spent. Now, I mentioned in the intro that I have actually done this too, and I have a specific bank that actually allows you to do that. So it tells you this also. And so you can actually search the average, it tells you the average amount of money that you spend over a year for eating out, for shopping, for groceries, for tax, whatever it is. You type in the category and it will give you an average that you spent, and it will also give you the total. So for example, I can do this on my app and I can search for, okay, so how many times did I go to McDonald's in the last 30 days, for example? And then it will tell me in the last 30 days, you spent such and such purchase on this day, whether you've done it twice, whether you've done it three times. That also includes if you decide to pay it forward for somebody else, it also takes that into consideration. And so it adds it all up over the period of time that you've asked it to check, and it just tells you a once and done figure. For example, it could come up with $500, and it will tell you how much you're spending in this particular place on average. So one of the things that I say to my one-to-one clients is to do this exercise, to go through your bank statements and the last 3 months, tally up how many times you have eaten out. And this is an astounding figure, because people have seen $1,200, have seen $1,300, $1,400, $1,000, $500, $600 additional to your grocery shop. If you're somebody who's going to want to get nitty gritty and you want to understand what meal planning is, this is the part of meal planning you need to address. Be diligent about your expenses. Be diligent about tracking what it is that you're spending money on and how you can save money. And if you're somebody who does not want to do this part, I will do it with you. Because when you're tracking your month, you're analyzing your total spends in categories like your lunch, your dinner, and your coffee shops, your snacks, your drinks, your desserts, and your takeout. You see how there's loads of different categories that we can analyze. So when you're telling me this, and when we go through this together in VIPmealplan.com, especially in this step, the VIP meal plan specifically, this is the stuff that we're going through. Now, I almost become your financial advisor or your financial coach. Now, the more detailed that you get with breaking this down, it is going to show you your habits versus what you want and versus what you need. And then it also shows you the biggest place to rein it in. Now, I'm not saying, as you would in a diet, you would hear in a diet, don't eat carbs, you can't eat that. I can't tell you to do that. But it will give you, it's like macros. I used to say this all the time, and we focused on macros on this podcast. Macros is all up in your business. When you do it like this, it's going to be all up in your business, okay? You're not going to want to meal plan every single day, and we don't teach you to meal plan every single day. We teach you how to meal plan for your season of life, and then you choose if you want to meal plan for 3 days, you want to eat out for 2 days. This is how specific we're getting when it comes to making sure the meal plan works for you. The meal plans that I create for my clients, no two meal plans are the same. That's how customized you get. Now, firstly, how can you eat out with derailing your financial goals? One, set an eating out budget. When you set a clear eating out budget, this is how you're going to balance your financial goals, because you set an amount that you can realistically afford to spend a month on eating out. You break this amount down week by week and by meal. I'll give you an example. If you had, I don't know who's going to have this budget, but let's go with it. It's an easy number. If you had $100 per month for eating out, that's $25 per week. Some of us can spend $25 in one sitting alone. Now, say, for example, somebody gets a promotion, somebody has an engagement and they choose to go out. Whew, that $25, that's finished. But if you're actually going to budget for this properly, you could actually put $10 for a Friday dinner. Then you could put $5 for a weekday lunch, and then $10 for weekend meals. Now, this is a small budget. Whatever this is a budget that will apply to you. This is why we do this in the VIP meal planning. So we're working out what the budget is realistic to you. Now, I could just give out this random figure and you might be writing it down and be like, okay, yeah, I have that. Friend said this, friend said that. No, it's generic advice on this podcast. If you want specific advice, then that's where you apply for VIPmealplan.com. It's actually called VIP Meal Plan. Just add the .com on the end. This is where you apply for that session with me. And then we'll go through this with you. So you've got the actual figures. You're not having to try to scramble for all of these things. Of course, if you've got Excel and you know how to work this, you can actually go and do this yourself. But when you're being diligent in tracking what you actually spend, and then you adjust your budget amounts if you need to, this can help you do this a lot. But what you don't want to do is, and then you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, and then you're doing all of that stuff, and then you've just blown your budget altogether. Now, I know when it comes to budgeting, when it comes to meal planning, it's a little bit derailing sometimes, especially if you've had a negative experience in the past. But when you approach budgeting, when you approach meal planning with a positive mindset, think of it of taking control of your finances and think of it of taking control of your nutrition and your meal planning, rather than depriving yourself or being dictated that you can't have this food unless you have a medical reason for that. When it's coming to budgeting, when it's coming to meal planning, get the whole family involved and excited about home-cooked meals. And if you're struggling on what things to cook, you can easily do sheep hand meals to start off with the family. You could also bring the children to grocery shopping with you so that they feel encouraged to cook the things that they love. I'll let you in on a little secret. I cooked Rasta pasta and I let my niece taste some. Rasta pasta is aka jerk chicken pasta. I don't know why they call it Rasta pasta, but that's what it's called. And she tasted some of mine and she was like, that's so nice. And she's young. And the next thing I know, I'm seeing on her WhatsApp status that she's actually making her own Rasta pasta. And I'm like, Auntie Rona, look at what you just did. I'm influencing the younger generation to go ahead and do it themselves. Of course, she's of the age where she can be in the kitchen by herself, but she has to be supervised by adults. But this is the point. Creating foods that you love and then your children will want to be involved too. She didn't say that she's going to go make it. I happened to see it on her stories and I didn't even get to taste any. She said, if you want to taste some, you got to come and get some. I was like, oh, okay. But this is the point here. The point is that when your children see what you're doing, they will naturally want to replicate it. And that's what I teach you over in VIPmealplan.com. This is what we're working towards. But if you're somebody who is struggling with meal planning, you don't know where to start, when you open up the fridge, it's just a headache, you see lots of ingredients, but you have zero idea on what to make, then this is the part of the episode where you go over to the website, vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/toolkit, and get your meal planning toolkit. This will cover in-depth meal planning basics. It will give you a meal planning template so you know where to start, and then you can map out where you need to get to. So if your goal is to start meal planning breakfasts that are healthy for the week, you know how to do this through the toolkit. There are over 50 recipes included, breakfast, lunch, dinners, and snacks. These are all child-friendly and friendly recipes that you can enjoy. If you're somebody with dietary needs, do ask me and let me know what your dietary needs are. If that is you, once you've made the purchase, let me know and I will readjust some of the items in there for you. Yes, I will do that for you. This is what we do here on this podcast. vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/toolkit. All right, so let's cover the meal planning basics. It can be an absolute game changer when you're trying to balance eating out with your money goals. Here are some of the key benefits of getting into a meal prep routine. Yes, I am a little bit biased because I am a meal prep coach, but we are loving all things meal planning. Firstly, it saves money. By cooking your meals at home, it is significantly cheaper than eating out or buying pre-made meals. This is another option that we like to do, right? When it can't be bothered to cook, hello, we buy the pre-made meals that are often high in sodium, high in fat, and full of junk. But meal prepping actually lets you control exactly how much you're going to spend on each meal. This is what we're trying to get to. If you're somebody who struggles with knowing exactly what you need to spend to feed the kids well, and you know that it's time to start budgeting more carefully for the foods, you know that you want to get better in your managing your money, even if you have the money, you still want to be able to get better at managing your finances. This is what meal planning will help you do. Secondly, it actually helps you eat healthier because when you start to meal prep, you have the choice over what goes in your meals and then you can focus on nutritious whole foods. Now, I'm not saying you can't eat out. If you want to eat out and you feel that's what you need in your life and in your balance, absolutely do that. But when it comes to balance, it means you're heavily relying on whole foods more than you are on eating out. And when it comes to restaurants, they are great unless you're going to a healthy restaurant. Restaurant dishes are often loaded with calories, as we know. Sodium and other unhealthy ingredients that sometimes we can't even pronounce. They do taste good, but too many more frequent trips, they actually can be more detrimental, not just to your wallet, but they can also be detrimental to your waistline. And when it comes to meal planning, actually, you might not know this, but meal planning is actually convenient. Having pre-made meals that are ready to go actually saves you time and makes it less tempting to hit the drive-thru, especially when you're busy. Now, this could be something like overnight oats. If you're somebody who doesn't eat overnight oats, this could be something like boiled eggs that you've boiled the night before. Or another one that it could be, when you've made these on a Sunday, one of the recipes is the egg cups. So you don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, what's for lunch? What's for dinner? You already have it because you've got this convenient thing and all you need to do is warm it up. Next, it actually reduces the food waste. Meal prepping minimizes the time and the amount of food that you're wasting, because you're buying and you're cooking only what you need for the week ahead. Now, when it comes to putting all of these things together, how you get started, you're picking the recipes, you're making a grocery list, you're setting aside the time to prep, and you're also storing those things once you've cooked. Saving time to prep be something like blocking out 1 to 2 hours over the weekend or a weeknight to prepare your meals. Crockpots, chilies, casseroles all help you save some time. With some planning, meal prepping can absolutely fit nice and snug into anybody's routine. This is the key here. It just takes dedication and the willingness to change your habits around food and eating out. Now, this episode is about how you can eat out without derailing your financial goals. So here are a couple of eating out things that you can do. You can make these small tweaks to your eating out habits that can make a noticeable dent in the cost that you're doing. One, research some menus and some prices online first. Listen, read this menu like you're reading over your vows. You know when a groom is reciting his vows and making sure he wants to do the best speech very well, you've got a big wedding and he's sweating and he's pacing up and down and you're like, I need you to say this from the heart. He still needs to kind of say it so he's not nervous. And listen, this is exactly what we're doing. Or you're trying to do a presentation, you're trying to do a workshop and you know you keep presenting it to yourself and you're kind of doing the inflection and all of that stuff. This is what you're doing when it comes to the restaurants and the prices. Absolutely go online and search this first. Before you go out, the reason why you do this is because you're not having to make decisions on the spot. If you're somebody who is asking in the nighttime, come 6 o'clock and you're having to be like, oh, you know what, what's for dinner? You're not going to manage this. You're going to be like 10 minutes in the restaurant. Have you ever gone out to dinner with somebody and you're the last person to choose dinner? Yeah, could you come back, please? The server has come back to you 3 times and you're like, can we come back? We're not ready. And the restaurant is full up, you know? You're like, how long do you need? This is where you need to have this beforehand, because I don't know if you've ever been to dinner with one of those type of people. And especially when you're hungry, whew, they take the longest time. It's like, why are you taking so long? Can we just eat? I mean, I really need to eat. That's all we need to do. Next, you might want to split or share some meals, depending on how hungry you are in the day, though. But many restaurant portions are oversized nowadays, in fact, most. They give you a 2-person portion size rather than a portion size for yourself. The plates, the portion size is about the size of my head. This is where you can split a starter or you can get a couple appetizers or the main. You save money and you avoid overeating. So I'll give you practical for this. There's a restaurant that I go to, so good. And they have the same meal as a starter and they have the same meal as a main. So it's like, huh? One is cheaper than the other and also the size. But the starter size that they give you is enough for my body. But when they give you the main, the other day I went to this restaurant with my friend and I spent £50 and I didn't even eat all of the main. And I was like, why did I do that? I should have just got the starter size like I know, because the starter size is enough chicken bites and the fries is enough and then the salad is enough on the side. Nice. But the big main meal, I couldn't even finish it. And I didn't even decide to take it away, because who takes away chips? If you haven't got an air fryer, forget about it. And don't worry about feeling cheap or anything. Who cares? This is where you're trying to save money. You're trying to save money and you're trying to do it in a way that makes sense for you. Ain't nobody need to know that this is what you're doing unless you want to tell them. Next, also alcoholic drinks, they are going to raise it up. But if you are going to include alcoholic drinks, this needs to go back to the earlier points that I made, that it has to go in your budget. If that's what you're doing and you are somebody who does drink alcohol, budget for it. Because nobody's saying that you can't eat carbohydrates. Nobody's saying unless you're medically told not to. But what I am saying, if it ain't in the budget, well, you ain't gonna get it. Okay, that's just simple as it is. We're getting into that habit where we're budgeting. If I don't have the budget for it, if it's not in my physical budget, I'm not swapping and putting money from another account into this. I will wait for another week. I'll wait for the second week or whatever. This is how stringent you get. It's not restriction. It is actually disciplined. It's building new habits. Skip the extras and the add-ons. Say no to appetizers or desserts and extras if you don't need them. For example, if you're not very hungry, you could try to have a smaller portion, or you could try to have the main meal and that's it. Stop trying to force things that you don't need to have. If they do have a restaurant option where you can get a starter, a main and a dessert for a combined price, have a look at that. But also what you're doing is making sure that in the daytime you're accommodating for that. And what I don't mean is restricting yourself and deciding to say, you know what, I'm going to save myself for dinner. No, because you're going to end up eating more than a starter, a main and a dessert. What you'll end up getting is bread. You'll end up getting another starter. You'll end up getting 2 starters, the main and a dessert. And you'll be like, oh yeah, I could eat some more. No, that's not what I'm saying. There has to be intention. There has to be planning. You can still enjoy eating out, but you can still keep your budget in check by being intentional and by planning. Leftovers are your friend. I know people don't like leftovers, but listen, if you're getting leftovers, get the leftovers. They can be an easy way for you to save time and money, especially when you're meal prepping. It depends what it is. If it can be taken as leftovers, absolutely eat it. If it can't be, if you don't want to have it, you don't have to have it, but you can. It is an option. Leftovers are your friend. There are times that I've done it. Can I have a takeaway box? I absolutely do. If I don't eat the fish, there's lots of different things that I can do and lots of different meals that you can go and make with it. You can repurpose the side dishes. Extra roasted veggies are great in omelets. If you haven't got any, on top of a pizza, put into a grain bowl. Leftover mashed potatoes can actually become potato pancakes. They can become fillings for stuffed peppers. Or you can use them as a topper for shepherd's pie. Don't forget, though, to save any unused fresh produce to actually put into other dishes. And this will help you save. So I've done this where I know what I've done intentionally is I've scoured the menu and I can go to a restaurant and I can order coleslaw, I can order spicy rice, and I can order 4 fillets of chicken thighs. I won't eat all 4 in one meal. So what I will do is have half of the rice, half of the coleslaw, half of the chicken, and I'll have that for lunch the next day. That is something that you can absolutely do. I will choose that intentionally if I know it's a big meal and I'm not going to be able to finish it because I've got quite a lot of breakfast and protein beforehand, then that's exactly what I do. Or I'll do it for leftovers for the same day. So there are ways that you can get creative, repurpose the meals, and you've just saved some money. You bought one meal and you've eaten twice. The same concept and principle that I teach when it comes to meal planning. And that, my friends, when you're sticking to your diet and you're sticking to your eating out budget and you're meal prepping consistently, it isn't easy, but it is important to build healthy habits. You still deserve to treat yourself. You might want to treat yourself occasionally without going bankrupt or in the red. Put together a schedule that includes eating out. That's something that you enjoy. The every 2 weeks, every end of the month is a reward. Well, actually, you could put a self-care thing. You could do it. I don't like the term as a reward because food isn't a reward. Food is something we need as an essential thing for the day. What you do want to do is get into a habit of building better habits. It will give you something to look forward to, but be sure to make reservations ahead of time. Account for it. In 6 weeks, I want to go and eat out at a place I've never eaten out before. In 6 weeks, I want to save money. In 6 weeks, I want to meal prep at least 3 times a week. There's so many things that you can do, but consistent progress and staying in control of your spending is what matters. So pat yourself on the back. Enjoy your hard-earned cash. Enjoy your hard-earned results. Just don't let the exception become the rule. And before you know it, you'll reach your financial goals and healthy habits whilst you're still being able to eat out guilt-free. I hope this podcast episode has given you some helpful strategies for balancing your eating out with your financial goals and your nutrition goals. Here's a quick recap on what we discovered. Understanding your current eating out habits and expenses. This is the biggest one. Set a realistic eating out budget, because if you don't, you're going to spend money that you don't need to be. Learn the meal prep basics like batch cooking and freezing, and you can learn everything that I've mentioned here in the toolkit via nutritioncoaching.co.uk/toolkit. Build a consistent meal planning routine. If you want help with that, then the vipmealplan.com is where I'll absolutely cover this all for you. Use steps and tricks to save money when you're eating out. Repurpose leftovers creatively and safely. Find low-cost dining alternatives like happy hours. Reward yourself for progress. That doesn't mean that it is food, and you're also enjoying the process. Now, if you're feeling encouraged and you want personalized guidance to transform your eating out habits, and this is, my friends, where you and I meet face-to-face, virtually, of course, head over to the website via nutritioncoaching.co.uk/schedule to book yourself a makeover call with me. And this is where you can get started on a custom plan for your lifestyle and your nutrition goals. During our session, what we'll do is actually take a look at your current habits when it comes to meal planning, when it comes to eating. And this is where we're going to identify areas where you can improve. We'll set realistic, sustainable goals for eating out and meal planning. We will set realistic goals for eating out and meal planning. I had to repeat that one again. And we'll help you create a meal prep strategy and hacks based on your schedule, your taste, your budget, your time, and your family. What you realistically can do. And then we'll create an accountability plan to help you stay on track long term. That is vipmealplan.com, vipmealplan.com. Don't keep struggling with eating out versus budget balance alone. I've coached many women to take control of their eating out expenses and reach the goals that they have. If you're somebody who struggles with this, then I would love to have a conversation with you to discuss how you and I can work together. vanutritioncoaching.co.uk/schedule. And that, my friends, is the end of today's episode. And just like that, friend, we've come to the end of today's episode. You've been listening to Lose Weight with Macros. I'm your host, Verona, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. Now, friends, if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to leave a review and share it with another solopreneur or small business owner. Together, we're going to help you find the time that you do have to meal prep in a way that is so not boring. And my friends, if you're interested in coaching or the courses, head over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk, and I'll see you in the next one.